You find a need, it fits with what you feel your passion is, so you can get behind it and you roll. And that's what SHP is all about. It's unity and community.
Hey everybody, welcome to Repurposed. I'm your host, Jared Sebesta of Taegis Financial Group. We are a retirement planning firm based in West Central Minnesota where we teach and inspire true wealth. We believe that there are three components to true wealth. Number one, living with purpose. Number two, having impact. And number three, legacy. And at the heart of our company, that's what we're trying to do with our company, the people around us, and the clients we serve. If you want more information on our firm, just check us out online at taegisfinancial.com. Well, on this episode of Repurposed, I'm bringing you a conversation I had with a guy by the name of Luke Mickelson. Now, Luke is a small-town farm kid from Idaho, and he and his wife and three kids, on all accounts, were living the American dream. He had a good job, had a great family life. Things were great, but there was a something that happened in 2012 that changed his life. He was leading a youth group, and he realized that there were people, kids in his town, that didn't have a bed to sleep on at night. So instead of going and buying a bed, he actually built and delivered his first bunk bed again in 2012. And since then, Luke has quit his high-paying job and now runs Sleep in Heavenly Peace, which is a group of volunteers that build, assemble, and deliver bunk beds for children in need all across America. In this podcast, Luke shares his story of pursuing this passion and gives insight on how we can find real joy in life. Here's my chat with Luke Mickelson. All right, I've got Luke Mickelson on the line here today. Luke, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule and joining me on the podcast today.
My pleasure, Jared. Appreciate it.
Well, you are quite a guy. I have done some research here, obviously, before this interview, and this Sleep in Heavenly Peace, what an amazing movement or ministry or whatever you call it. Just tell people flat out what it is and what it does.
No, my pleasure. Thank you. You know, it's an honor to be on your show and be able to share Sleep in Heavenly Peace, which is, of course, my great passion and my favorite topic. So yeah. I could talk all day. No, so Sleep in Heavenly Peace, we are a 501c3 nonprofit charity registered with the IRS. And what started out in a small little community, actually even smaller in my garage, is now turned into kind of a national nonprofit. And our main purpose is building bunk beds for children, twin size bunk beds that break apart in singles. And our mission statement is no kid sleeps on the floor in our town. And we're just trying to make our town everybody's town. And so, that's the sum of it. We supply raw materials and an opportunity for the community to come together using that raw material and tools, build bunk beds from the ground up. We furnish them completely with mattresses, sheets, pillows, pillowcase, a whole nine yards, and then we deliver them to children ages about 3 to 17 across the country.
Yeah, I'd love to kind of start at the beginning, but just, again, give people an overview. This is not a small operation by any means right now. You're spread out. Your base is in Idaho, but you've delivered thousands of beds. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, we started in Idaho. It's kind of where I grew up. Kimberly is a smaller, about a 3,000 town population. And, I was always active in my school, and I played all the sports and participated in the community. And when I, you know, went off to college and then served a mission for my church and then came back and went into my professional career, I always wanted to come back to Idaho. I always wanted to come back home. And just my work was, I was fortunate to be able to do that. And so when I came back, I just, you know, got right back into life of my hometown and was just tickled pink that I could have my kids. I've got three kids that I was able to coach in sports and, you know, just living the American dream, right? You know, yeah. You get to be with your family and you get, you know, I had a good job. I'd been working there for, you know, at the time it was about, 14, 15 years I was working there and just came across this. I was working with this Boy Scout group in my church, and we heard about a family that had kids sleeping on the floor. And so, you know, we talked about it, And I just had the thought, instead of going buying these beds or trying to find a donated bed, I said, what a better opportunity to get, you know, controllers, Xbox controllers out of these boys' hands, and let's get a drill in them and let's teach them something here. And I'd never built anything before, at least not furniture wise.
Right.
So we, you know, I went and patterned the design around my daughter's bunk bed, and we just went and bought wood and went out in my garage. Took a couple of nights, but we built, you know, we threw this bunk bed together and then delivered it. Hmm. You know, the interesting thing is I wasn't able to go on the delivery. You know, the boys and some of the other leaders took the boys on the delivery, and I stayed home
right. Cleaning
my garage.
Yeah.
And I heard the great stories that they had, and the experience of, you know, the kids and how happy they were and the parents, and I was downright jealous. I missed out on it.
Yeah.
You know, and about that time, it was Christmas time, you know, I think it was the first week of December, and, you know, I think like anybody, you kind of, as a parent, you want to provide for your kids, and you know, it's always a struggle trying to figure out where money's going to go and what kind of presents you can get your kids. And you know, it was just a perfect storm sitting down and worried about that, and just had this great experience building these beds for these kids that didn't have any. And then my kids were kind of complaining about toys that they knew they weren't going to get. And I don't know, it just kind of hit me as a dad, you know, and as a caring member of the community, I want my kids to have the same experience of giving back, to, you know, build something that's going to go to someone that needs it more than they do, or has something they don't have.
Yeah.
And I wanted them to feel the experience of giving as well as appreciation for what they did have. So, you know, I remember got up off the couch and went straight out into the garage, and my wife was there cooking dinner, kind of looked at me funny. She says, where are you going? I said, you know what? I'm just going to go build another bunk bed. I've got extra wood. I'm just going to go build another one. Mm. And, you know, so over the next couple of days, me and my family went out there and built that second bunk bed, our first kind of family Christmas project bunk bed. But yeah, that's how it started.
At that point, at that point, you didn't even know if there was another family in need. Has it shocked you how big of a need this has been?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I had no idea. In fact, we built that bunk bed, and I kind of looked at my wife and I said, okay, now what do we do? I wanted to give it to a child. Yeah. You know, everybody's got a warm spot in their heart for a child and in need. And these kids, they're in this situation because of decisions of someone else. And I just wanted to do my best to correct that. But I had no idea that this need was this big. In fact, when I asked my wife, I said, you know, how do we find someone?
Right.
We just had this little Facebook group or Facebook page called Twin Falls Buy Sell Trade. And so we, at the time, I think it only had like 3,000 people that were part of it. So we jumped on there. You know, it was kind of like a place where you could – it was a garage sale type area, and I just threw it up there and took a picture of it, threw it up and said, hey, I've got a bunk bed that we built for anybody that knows someone that has a child sleeping on the floor. It's kind of a Christmas present from my family to theirs, right?
Wow.
And the funny thing was, I expected to, you know, have all sorts of people wanting a free bed. Well, I didn't know what to expect, but I kind of assumed that that's what would happen. Hmm. But what really happened was almost quite the opposite. I had more people want to help, want to give, you know, here's pillows and quilts and sheets and all sorts of stuff. How can I come and help? That it really took me back. And, you know, I remember looking at my wife going, man, there's a lot of people that want to help. You know, the next thing you knew, we had 10 mattresses and 30 sheet sets and food and all sorts of stuff. But I had a friend of mine tell me about this family. I call it my Haley story. Haley and her mom were living in their car, and she slept in the back seat of the car. Keep in mind, this is Christmas in Idaho. So, you know, it's snow on the ground. It's fairly cold. And they had just got a house. They just came out of homelessness. They were trying to help this family out. So, of course, I'm like, this is just perfect. This is exactly what I was looking for, right? So we drove out to this house, and I met the cutest little girl you'd ever meet in your life. I mean, smile from ear to ear, just so excited to see us. We walk, because she just had this house. She just got her first bedroom. You know, we walked into this house, and there was nothing. I mean, there was a milk carton with a hot plate and a can of soup on it. That was it. No kitchen table, no couch, no TV to watch cartoons. I mean, nothing. Still so very excited, she pulled us into her room. And I mean, her room was, paint a picture for you, had, you know, holes on the carpet, holes in the wall. She had, you know, her pictures from class that she drew stuck up on the wall. And she had kind of a little closet full of old toys that people, you know, had given them. And, but what caught my eye was in the corner. In the corner was a pile of clothes, and that's what she slept on. And I was shocked. You know, all of us were. My wife was there with my my friend, who's our board of directors, Jordan Allen. Yeah. I mean, we were shocked. I mean, I'd seen poverty before, but it just never registered. You know, you think poverty is food, shelter, and clothing. You know, those are the three big ones, right? Yeah. But it never dawned on me that, my gosh, what did these kids sleep on? Mm-hmm. And so we were excited. We brought that bed in, and she was cute. She was so excited. She tried to help. I mean, we kind of had to kick her out of the room because she wanted to put this bed together.
Right.
But when we finished, I mean, she never slept on a mattress. If you can imagine.
Yeah.
Didn't have a pillow. I mean, who doesn't have a pillow? And so she, I mean, never stopped hugging the bed. She couldn't stop hugging us. But probably what was just as significant as seeing that was to look over and see the mom, you know, just tears down her face. And you could read every day of the last 6 years of this little girl's life. You know, you could just see her face. And it's not an uncommon sight to see that these parents, whether it's a mom or dad or single parent, you know, they're just doing the best they can, struggling to get the three basics underneath their head. You know, beds at this point are just a luxury. You know,
it's just crazy. And again, as a father who has, you know, kids that he loves dearly, hearing your story, hearing these stories, even as you tell them right now, is just gut wrenching. Cause I put myself there, you know, I put myself in those shoes. You know, and your heart just crushes for these kids. So, it's amazing that it was a very specific need. That, from what I understand, there hasn't been a lot of, I guess, attention on just that particular need, and it was kind of placed in your lap, and now you've got this big organization. And I mean, you've delivered what's the latest number? Thousands of bunk beds? Is that correct?
We're almost, what is it now? If you count this year, we're almost 14,000 bunk beds.
That's crazy.
Or excuse me, 14,000 beds.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's
still our goal this year, is we want to deliver 10,000 bunk beds, which is 20,000 beds. That's our goal just this year.
Right, 'cause you're spread across several chapters over a whole bunch of states too. Is that correct?
Yeah. So, When kind of to follow the story, if I may, you know, when we got done with that first delivery, you know, we kind of got out in the car, and we had a 30-minute drive home, and we didn't say much to each other for probably the first 20 of that 30 minutes. I mean, you know, you're shocked. What did we just experience? Yeah. And I remember when the dust and the emotions kind of settled, the thought came into my head. I'm like, you know what, for the 2 hours, couple of nights, three nights that week that it took to build that bed for that child and her sister, what better use of my time?
Yeah,
you know, and we all felt the same. So we kind of got home and we started scheming. You know, how I went straight to the wood stores, landed at Lowe's. Lowe's was just amazing. Guys, like 50% off anything you need. If you're doing that for kids, here you go. And that's been consistent throughout all of the Lowe's stores nationwide. Just an awesome company. And we built what, 9 more. So we 'cause built 11 that first year in my garage, and delivered them all before Christmas. And the more and more people heard about it, two things: more applications we got, and the more people wanted to do it or be involved. Right. And you know, we still had full-time jobs and was just doing this, you know, at Christmas time for the first couple of years. Then it turned into doing it more during the year, you know, 3 or 4 times. To about 2016, we started doing them all the time, whenever we could get a sponsor to do something. Mm-hmm. And then 2017, we started adding chapters, and these were, you know, friends that knew us. A few of them had just heard about us on Facebook or were searching the internet to try to find bunk bed designs, and they came across us. One fella, Nate Miller out of Minnesota, he said he was just looking for something. He built a bed for his daughter and wanted to do the same thing for, you know, some child, kind of the same, almost the same situation as me, but came across us, called me and wanted the plans to our bed. And I said, I'll tell you what, why don't you just become a chapter?
Right.
And he says, oh, I don't know. If I do, I'll only build, you know, 3 or 4 beds a year. Well, his first year, he built 55.
Whoa.
His next year was last year. I think he built almost 200. So his 4 or 5 is a little bigger than.
That's crazy.
Well, Jared, no one knows. No one understands. It's our best calculation and estimate, because there's no numbers out there. It's between 2 and 3% of the population. That's what we see. Hmm. You know, and not a lot of people, not everybody knows about Sleep and Emily Peace. It's such an unknown, hidden need.
Yeah.
You know, it's just crazy. And wow. So then we were featured on Facebook Watch's Micro's Returning the Favor last February 18th is when it, or February 13th of 2018. That's when it aired, and that's when all sorts of people wanted to start a chapter.
Right.
And so we put together a process and start bringing on chapters.
How does that, I mean, how does that affect you? I mean, you're 41 years old, got young kids, married. You're not an old guy. You went from having a full-time job, successful career, and now you're doing this. I mean, just how do you describe this life that you're living?
Oh, it's a dream come true. I mean, you know, 8 years ago now, if you would have said that I'd be building bunk beds for kids as a living, as a passion, as a legacy,
yeah.
I would have laughed in your face. I mean, I've never built a bunk bed in my life, you know? But I'm not the only one, Jared. There are hundreds of people now that can say that same story in their own way. It's amazing to listen to these new chapter presidents that come online, and most of them only been, they're less than a year old. And I mean, these are old season. A lot of these are retired couples, seasoned couples, very successful. And I've got countless stories of them coming and saying, this is the best thing that they've ever done. This is the most satisfying work that they've ever done, which is just, that's just as warming as the stories I hear about helping these kids out. It's it changes lives, just because, you know, my motto and truth is, if you want to find true joy, stop looking at yourself and try to find a way to help someone else. And when you do that, you know, there's something that gets created. you know, your worries and you know, depressions and things, that they just melt away. You know, they just go away when you realize and you feel the joy of service and realize that, you know, your lot in life is much better than you think.
Yeah, that's crazy. And you came from, you know, like a ministry background, because you were a youth leader. Is that correct?
Yeah. I served a mission for my church.
Yeah.
I was, you know, I was a faithful guy. I had faith, you know, my whole life. When, you know, Sleep and Heavenly Peace came in a time of my life when You know, I think everybody goes through a little bit of a struggle with their faith. And that's kind of, I always tell people that was one of my big motivators too, is, you know, I struggled with my faith and knowing, what was the right way to go. And, you know, when anybody struggles with faith, you know, you get this feeling of, you know, has God forgotten me, or am I, you know, am I really a good person? And those thoughts with other things, were all going through my mind. And when, you know, Jared, when I delivered that first bed, that was part of my ride home, you know, just thinking and contemplating that, on all of that, I just thought, you know, I don't care what religion you are, what your beliefs are, whether you believe in God or not, building and delivering a bed to a child that doesn't have one, there's no question in my mind that's the right thing to do.
Yeah. Talk about just purpose for a second. I think it's awesome, because I think what you're describing is a sense of a joy that we were created to experience, and you did it through delivering a bed, which is so interesting. But just talk about purpose for a second. Is this, do you feel like your life was on the path to do this, or is there something bigger, or is this kind of something specific that you feel like God has like called you to do? How would you describe that?
You know, it's interesting listening to other people's explanations of how they got here. When Returning the Favor aired, well, actually, excuse me, when they filmed it that night, we got together with, and at the time we only had 9 chapters. All our 9 chapters got together and we sat and had dinner, and then we went around the room, and this is a magical experience that we had. Jordan asked everybody to answer 2 questions. The first one was, why did you get involved with SHP, and what has it done for you personally? And it was just amazing, to listen to. I mean, we had people talk about how it saved their marriage, how it has brought them closer to their children,
right.
And how they feel like this is exactly what they were meant to do. Which, you know, when you hear someone else say that, I'm sitting there thinking I'm the only one that feels this way.
Right, right.
You know, the sense of purpose it's given me is, what I say that I was put on this earth to build bunk beds for kids, How can I argue not? You know, all I'll say is, if it wasn't my purpose, it certainly is now.
Wow.
You know, it's, yeah. You know, you find a need, it fits with what you feel your passion is, so you can get behind it and you roll. And I'm not the only one, which is great. And, and that's what SHP is all about. It's unity and community, and we bring the community together. It's not just a couple of guys and gals throwing wood together. In fact, we don't build chapter presence. We don't actually build bunk beds. We just allow the community and teach the community to do it so they can build it for their own kids, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome. We got about a minute left here, Luke. I want to get your perspective on this. People that are on the edge, kind of like with you, where you felt that nudge to build a bunk bed for somebody. There's a lot of people who have that nudge. What do you say to them to get them over the edge to actually take action?
You know, follow your passion. I mean, my measure of success in life was always based on the dollar figure behind my paycheck and the things that I had. And for years, and that was very difficult, but so rewarding when I realized that life is so much more than that. Mm. Yeah, sure, you got to pay your bills. But if you center your life around and compare your success around how much dollars you make, it's just not a good measurement. I'll say that.
Right.
For me, how many people we help. If you're on the brink of deciding how you want to go, my recommendation is, man, do what makes you happy, you know, and monetary and things of that nature, those types of needs, have them come second. It's a scary jump. I quit my full-time job to do this. So it was a big, scary jump. And I'll tell you what, there is no question in my mind, it was the best thing I've ever done.
Well, I sure hope you enjoyed this conversation with Luke Middleton. What a guy and what a cause, what an issue that he is helping dealing with. All the best to you, Luke. If you want more information on Luke Middleton or his organization, Sleep in Heavenly Peace, visit his website, shpbeds.org. That's shpbeds.org. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Repurpose. Just a reminder, this show is based on a book by Ben Tages called Repurpose, the Untold Story of Retirement in America. If you're 55 years or older, check out the first two chapters of this book totally free. You can get them by going to our website, tagesfinancial.com, and click on Heard Us on the Radio. As usual, a big thanks to Faith Radio for helping us sponsor this program. If you missed any or all of this episode, visit myfaithradio.com to hear or download the podcast there. I'm Jared Sebesta. We'll see you next time on Repurposed.